Welcome to What's Working in Washington. I'm Jonathan Aberman. Today, it's Hispanic Heritage Month.
For us to be sitting at the table and making things happen for our community is big, and then we become so loyal that we cherish this country. Like, I cherish this country as my country now.
Immigrants are an important part of what makes D.C. region go. We're now going to talk with Jackie Reyes, Director of the Mayor's Office on Latino Affairs. Jackie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jonathan, for having us.
Tell me a bit about what you do for the mayor on a daily basis right now.
Like you say, my name is Jackie Reyes, and I'm the Executive Director of the Mayor's Office on Latino Affairs, and I serve in the cabinet on Mayor Bowser's here in Washington, D.C. My mission of the office is to improve the quality of the D.C. Latino residents. So outreach, language access, make sure that when they go to get D.C. Services, they're translated in their native, especially in my office, they will be Spanish.
And this month, middle of September towards the middle of October, D.C. is doing a fair bit to bring out into the open how dynamic this community is, right?
Yes. So one of the things that Mayor Bowser shares is the diversity, and that's what makes this city stronger. And as the nation's capital, it reflects everything. We have more than 100 countries here in the district, but mainly are Latinos descendant. So we are proclaiming the month September 15th to October 15th, the Hispanic Heritage Month. And we are coordinating a lot of events, just showcasing our culture, you know, our spirit, what we bring into the table here as a community. And like you said, jobs, you know, we take care of kids, you know, we do a lot of things. And we also in the technology section, also we're growing and flourishing in all aspects. So Latinos are in D.C., in all eight wards, by the thousands.
One of the things that I've seen over the years working in the entrepreneurial community and the government contract community is how many Latino entrepreneurs are hugely successful in this town. Do you think that the broader community really appreciates how much Latin Americans and Hispanics, what a big part they are of our business community? It seems like it's almost invisible in some ways.
I think that if you walk downtown, you see all these cranes. And then if you see who's doing your sidewalks, You could appreciate our culture there, our Latinos there. If you see like even in the restaurants who's serving you food, you will see Latinos. If you go into a hotel who's opening up your doors, you will see Latinos who's doing your rooms in the hotels. So I think that if we pay attention, we won't be so invisible.
Is that the issue? You think that in a lot of ways, Latinos in our country that do so many of the hard jobs that need to be done, they're somehow separated from people in some ways? You know what I mean? It's just, isn't it a lot easier to demonize somebody if you don't actually know them?
Yeah, I think that, and that's what we're doing in our office, is bringing ourselves out of the shadows. Mm. And see, like, we are here, and we are part of this thriving community also. We have been a community for the past, even from the early 30s, we have been coming here, and that's because we have a lot of embassies. So that's why we have so many people from different backgrounds. I see that once people pay attention, like I told you before, like we see cranes, but if you see who's doing the work, you will see that they're a Latino descendant.
When you think about what makes somebody want to pick up and move to a country, what is it about immigrants that makes them so important to the American dream?
So I think about when, especially people, I'm second generation of immigrant. When my father came, it was because my country was going through a process of a civil war, and he wanted better for his children. So, and then he came and said it was so hectic in El Salvador. I'm from El Salvador. And then we go in, and because we believe, and he believes so strong in the liberty here in the United States, that you have the freedom of speech, you know. Back home, maybe you couldn't have, like, couldn't even say nothing against, you know, the establishment, the politics over there. And when he came here, he found freedom. And I think that this is what this country means. So, and I think those values of the United States makes everybody welcome.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I lived overseas for a long time, and I often thought that every American would benefit, particularly white Americans would benefit from living outside the United States for a while. We're all pretty lucky to be here. Do you think that immigrants appreciate the country more in some ways because they fought so hard to get here.
Exactly. And also is the opportunities that we have. You know, when working for Mayor Bowser and when she came into the mayor's office, she said, okay, it's the opportunities. And I think that she sees opportunities for everybody and she pushes us the strongest, you know. For us to be sitting at the table and making things happen for our community is big. And then we become so loyal that we cherish this country. Like, I cherish this country as my country now.
As we think about what you do for the mayor, what's been the most rewarding moment for you so far?
Well, you know, working for a mayor that really cares about humans, it really cheers me and really makes me take more passion that this is a lady who goes to bed, like, you know, thinking about how can she make it better. After the election on November 8th, the very next day, she said, like, look, this never happened. I mean, well, it did happen. But we're going to stay strong. We're going to stay by our DC values that we're not going to see how people looks on their immigration status by race. We're going to cherish anybody, like, you can love whoever you want to love. You know, we're going to make sure that you have education, that our police department is not, they're not ICE agents. So, and she came out there and everything, when she speaks that, and she thinks about human, giving services to humans. So my most rewarding thing was one of those, yeah, you know, having an immigration legal fund program so we can give access to people that they don't know how to access if they're having problems with immigration, a case starting like from a U visa, like, you know, if they've been mistreated in their country, and on account minors, if they have to renew their TPS, all of that. That program, that's one of the most things that I feel very proud that she's one of the few mayors that had come out and say, I'm going to take care of you and we're going to take care of your legal status. Let us help you.
Well, Jackie, thanks very much for taking the time with us today. It was wonderful having you and highlighting this important issue. Folks, with Jackie Ray, Director of the Mayor's Office on Latino Affairs.
Gracias.
De nada. Thanks for listening to What's Working in Washington. A special thanks to our sponsor, Eagle Bank. How do you get to be number one in the DC area? Eagle Bank did it by putting relationships first. They're flexible, involved, responsive, strong, and trusted. Eagle Bank's goal is your success. Our executive producer is Tracy Madigan. Our online writer is Barbara Ulrich. Music provided by two DC region bands, Two Car Living Room and The Sunbathers. And a huge thank you to our sponsor, Eagle Bank. Please get in touch with us for sponsorship opportunities. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and please rate the podcast. This helps us spread the word about the interesting stories we're telling on What's Working in Washington. And let us know who you think we should be talking to on the show. Tweet us at What's Working DC. I'm Jonathan Aberman. Thanks for listening.